May 28th, Finance Committee meeting to order. Currently present are Councilpersons Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Carter, Street, Durham, Dare, and Councilman Smiley, co-chair. Ms. Finnegan is taking the minutes. That gives us the minimum of seven to have a quorum. What's your pleasure on the May 14th minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes of May 14th.
Second.
Okay, motion by the second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next on the agenda, we have boards and commissions interviews. Mr. Michael Shaw.
Sir.
Care to have a seat, Pete? Mr. Shaw is appointing for Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Councilman Hollins has joined us. Oh, and just to, for the record, I've been advised of the absence of Councilman Bell, Council President Nail, and Councilman Woods have conflicting issues. I understand they will be here for the council meeting. Okay, Mr. Shaw, anything you'd like to share with us?
Yes, sir. My name is Michael Shaw. I am 67 years old. I live in Hyde Park off of Duncan Road and out by Del Council Rec. I've lived there for approximately 20 years. I'm a Bloomington firefighter for 39 years now, battalion chief in charge of fire suppression. I am also a 51-year member of the Ellsbury Fire Company. I'm also the treasurer of the Ellsbury Fire Company for the past 25 years plus. I'm involved every day with the operations of the company, plus with my occupation with the my line of work is involved with the suppression side of the fire company. So I'm involved in both administration and also operations of the company.
Is there any questions or comments from Mr. Shaw? Councilman Shelton.
I just want to say he's been duly noted, highly recommended as his years as elsewise, but he's highly appreciative of doing this, sir. And the other part, which I'm reading, because we have a resolution for him, actually, I was going to give to you in two weeks. But anyway, it just comes how highly recommending everything that you've done for the Fire Ambulance Advisory Service and so forth. And I just want to say thank you for your service.
Anything else from anyone? Mr. Shaw, this will be voted the second Tuesday council meeting in June. So if your life falls apart and you have nothing interesting to do, come on by.
Thank you very much, sir.
But you don't have to.
Okay, next on the agenda, we have Brian Reeder for reappointment, Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Ms. Moore?
Stu Moore, Executive Office. Mr. Bell is the sponsoring council member, and I'm not sure if anyone wants to speak on his behalf.
Well, it's a reappointment. No one has expressed the need to have the gentleman here. I just know if he was here, so we'll just move forward with that.
Yes, thank you.
Next, we have resolutions. R19-092, amend the FY 2019 capital program, appropriate up to $156,000 from the Recorder of Deeds technology fee account to the Expansion 2 Capital Project to support five technological initiatives. I did it. Mr. Carter.
This is straightforward, as it says, to transfer money to get the Verdaca cameras. It'll be for security on the parks. I believe they have live streaming capability for those that need to have access and some other activities. The Cradle Point routers, these will give a much more powerful connection for wireless connection to our code enforcement and sheriff's department staff, something particularly near and dear in the very northern and very southern part of the county. The other is just an update, replacement of some laptops that are no longer covered under warranty in land use department. A connection to begin to build the infrastructure to go with live streaming for our council meetings. Jim and myself, I met with some of the council staff last week about the best approaches for that to make it work. And then funds to continue upgrading and adding to the Pulse Point cardiac arrest system. And I think Mike is here if anybody has any questions.
Okay, let me recognize Councilman Cartier is here. Do you have any questions, comments on this? I have one comment. I actually went through this before and we cleared it up. Semantics, for me, I prefer that these things read, for experience is up to $450,000 from the office of the recorder of deeds. I try to avoid the language that makes it appear that it does fall under the control of one individual.
Okay.
Those funds belong to the office of the recorder of deeds, so I just ask that that be inserted for clarity, that's all. We went down that road before.
One other comment?
Yes, Ms. Carter.
I guess that Dave Tackett had asked to be a co-sponsor on this, and I agreed to have him on. Councilman Tackett, I'm sorry.
Okay, next. R19-094, recognizing and honoring the history of Brandywine Hunter by renaming the Allen Track Park to the Forwood Preserve Park. Tax parcel number 06081-00053. Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution sort of caps off an effort that's been going on for the Newcastle County Allen Track, which is a passive open space parcel expanded by Marsh Road, Beale, and Silverside Road. The local community people have been very active trying to, number one, get invasive cleared out of the park, number two, address some drainage issues there, and to document some of the historical roots of this parcel. And that's part of the renaming, where we're going to reflect. The Allen family was the last family that owned the parcel, but it has much deeper roots going back into Brandywine Hundred's history with the Forward family. And this name change is felt to reflect more the historical character of the parcel and to honor the Forward family, who played such a major role in Brandywine Hundred's history. And up for council to decide if that's appropriate.
Any questions on 19-094?
I support it, and I've been somewhat involved with trying to advocate for what's going on there now with the cleanup and everything, but would be happy to join you as a co-sponsor.
You're welcome to join me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have R19-062, adopting Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2020 through 2025, under my sponsorship. And technically, this is as per title, it adopts the capital program, and I will be moving to lift from the table and move forward with the vote. Is there any questions on 19-062? Okay. Hearing none, we have 19-052 ordinances. Amend the FY 2019 capital budget, appropriate up to $156,000 from the Office of the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account, the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project to support 5 technological initiatives. And this is your companion piece?
Yes, companion piece.
Okay. Any questions on 19-052? Hearing none. Okay, next we have 19-035, annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2020, beginning July 1, 2019, and as stated, this establishes the FY 20 property tax rates. Anything from any members of council? Perfect. Okay, and the same thing will be lifted and moved forward. Ordinance 19-036, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2019 for fiscal year 2020. I think the title says it all. This establishes the sewer rates for 2020. Any questions from any members of council? Councilman Cartier.
So we are not in this ordinance going to raise sewer fees. Is that correct?
Right.
Raised from last year.
Right.
No proposed sewer fee increase. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, hearing none. 19-037, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds in Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2020 capital budget. And as stated, this establishes the authorization for the bonding. And we have received the joint recommendation from Land and the Planning Board for the capital program and budget. Any questions on 19 or comments 19-037? Okay. Hearing none. 19-038, This is the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2019, and this authorizes the capital spending. Any questions from any members of council? Okay. Next we have 19-039, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for fiscal year July 1, 2019, and as per stated, this adopts the operating budget for Newcastle County. Any questions for any members of council? This is public. Okay, hearing none. Okay, everyone should have, we have before us a travel request from President Nagel. I've not been asked to handle this. I don't know if anyone else has. So I have no, is anyone to explain it?
Nope.
Councilman Gardner.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just perusing this, this is the summer conference for the for NACO, which is going to take place in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we had, when Councilman Weiner was here, he was a very faithful attender of the NACO conferences. And I'm glad, you know, other members of council want to step up. Years ago, I was involved in them as well. And I just think for us not to be present at this major organization that lobbies on behalf of 3,000 county governments across the United States is a, would be a big misstep. So she's proposing to attend the July 11th NACO annual conference in Las Vegas, and the request is for $2,332.60. So I make a motion to fund that trip for Council President to NACO annual conference.
Point of clarification, if I may, on your motion.
Yes.
We will be voting to authorize it, not to fund it. And if we get a second, then I'll have a question on the motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. I have a question on the motion. Does the President have ample funds in the account?
Yes.
Okay. That being established, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And okay, this does say that it's providing for a one-way ticket, so I'm fine. Okay, next, grant and community events. We have the Hilltop Lutheran Neighborhood Center. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for the record, my last day of employment at Hilltop Lutheran Neighborhood Center was December 28, 2018. I am no longer employed. Hilltop, of course, is in the heart of my district, and the request is for $2,500 for capital improvement, and I make the request. Motion recorded.
Second.
We have a motion second, $2,500 for Council Street's account. Hilltop Lutheran. We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Make sure we have enough people. Yeah. Next, we have Delaware First State Media, Delaware Public Media. Councilwoman Doyle.
Thank you. This is to support their request for the, I don't know if you all are familiar with the public radio programs that WDE, which is out of Dover, instituted out at Mount Pleasant High School and McCain High School. They're doing great things, amazing things involving the kids in development of media programs and actual radio programs out of these two high schools here in Newcastle County. So I could not fund their entire request, but wanted to give them what I could for this year and invite anyone else to join me if you are so inclined. But my motion is for $1,000 of their $2,500 request.
And I'll give $500.
Okay. Can you amend your motion to give up to $2,500?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I propose to give up to $2,500.
Okay. Now we have a...
to Delaware First Media.
Okay. We have $1,000 for Ms. Durham.
$500.
$500 for Ms. Gilpatrick.
Just a
I'm sorry, Mr. Carter, you have a question?
Just a question. This is specific to what the students broadcast. I'm always nervous about government agencies getting involved with the media.
It's not government, first of all, but yes, it's to support.
I mean, grants too. So I just want to be very careful because I'm a little nervous about it.
They're a nonprofit.
Well, yeah, but still, they report.
Report on the government.
On county and government and other things as well. So I'm always really nervous, and I had the same concern with the discussion with some of the folks in administration, so I would have the same discussion with my county. I just want to make sure that we're very careful here and that it's very clear that this is strictly to the student programs.
That's what I heard. Councilwoman Dillon.
I'll give 500.
Thank you both. It's great. I think they'll be thrilled with that.
If they're not, they can talk about it on the radio.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, so we have a total of $2,000, $1,000 from Councilwoman Durham, $500 from Councilwoman Kilpatrick, $500 from Councilwoman Dillard. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay, next we have the Everett Incorporated. Councilman Carter.
Yeah, this is the Everett Theater, which is located in Middletown, who is one of our remaining historic buildings south of the canal that we are making an effort to restore. They've had the ceiling fall out. I worked on the capital campaign years ago to replace that and some other, and now they have their air conditioning unit going out. This is $2,500 towards that. It's about less than a tenth of what it's going to cost them. But it provides, not only is it a really wonderful historic old theater, but it also provides some needed services for school children that get involved in the plays and other things down there. So I'm just putting forth a grant to try and help them get a little bit closer. Hopefully they can raise the money before it's too hot this summer.
I share your pain. Mine went Friday. I have a motion for $2,500 for the Everett. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. Okay. Next, we have the Civic Association of Belvedere and Vicinity Incorporated. Councilman Woods.
Mr. Chairman, this grant is for their annual community day. They're requesting $2,500. Councilman Woods is willing to give them $1,000, and I would ask Councilman Sheldon or if you could make the motion for me for this. Thank you.
You want me to do it? Okay. I move that.
Still in shock.
Very seldom do I see him speechless.
By the way, Mr. Boyle is sitting over there with his computer. He has assigned your airline seat to Vegas, Mr. Sheldon, and your companion seat.
This isn't funny.
Okay, I move that $1,000 from Councilman Wood's account go to the Civic Association of Belvedere and Vicinity, Inc.
Okay, we have motions. There, second.
Second.
Yes, Councilman Street.
Would you consider moving up to 1,500? I want to add 500.
I can move up to 25. I'll move up to 2,500. Okay.
The motion is for up to 2,500.
Oh, they have 1,000 already this year.
I'd like to add
500. Oh, 500. Okay. Yeah. Motion is up to 1,500. They've already received 1,000. So we have a 500 from Councilman Street.
Okay.
Okay, so we have $1,000 from Councilman Wood's account, $500 from Councilman Street's account to the Civic Association of Belvedere and Vicinity Incorporated. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Sellers Senior Center. Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sellers Senior Center is a very long-standing regional senior center in Brandywine 100. They have a tremendous service in programming for the seniors. They were once housed in the Bellevue Community Center. They've now moved out in the Silverside Road to a Lutheran Church facility there. And they have had tremendous expansion. It's more centrally located. And I will always continue to have this relationship with them. And they have made a grant request for $1,680 for the new ice maker for the facility. So I'd like to make a motion for $1,680 to pay for a new ice maker for Sellers Senior Center.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No, Dollar Store, you can get those trays cheaper. Okay, that's the end of the grant request.
Just one comment. Councilwoman Durham, funds were also involved in this effort. They were, so this has a little bit of a history, was Councilman Weiner and I were involved with this, and then he was turned out of office, and now Councilwoman Durham, so she should get credit on this as well. Thank you for.
Are you giving her credit, or are you taking?
Taking her money.
They sent it back as they were.
You're redistributing that, so you don't have to touch your account, right?
I didn't have a choice in the matter.
Right, being redistributed. Okay, we're all good? Okay.
It's a little.
That's the end of the grant applications. I just want to remind everyone and the aides in the room whose council members aren't here, we got an updated matrix on the outstanding reports. I'm not in charge, I just suggest it's in everyone's best interest to check what reports you have outstanding before we get into the next fiscal year and they start sending the applications in again. Did a great job in getting the number of reports down, but starting to grow a little bit, so just a suggestion if I may. Anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Okay, hearing none, comments by the county executive branch?
Thank you, nothing today.
Okay. Under other, 19-095 would be an item J, Councilwoman Durham.
Yes, over the last few years, we have talked about the issue of sewer in the greater Newark area. Part of the issue that we've had is that some of the folks in the county who need sewer, we would have to go through the Newark sewer lines to provide them service. It's a complicated issue, but the way the city of Newark has chosen to try and resolve that is that they are looking at the possibility of a charter change that would give them the option of allowing the city to provide sewer service without annexing properties into the city. For those people in those sort of difficult parts of this, you know, that we would have trouble getting access to, that would be very good news. And they, you know, this is something that they came up with. They know that this has been an issue. And there are communities that really, really do need sewer service, and it's just tough for us to get to them. So this was requested from Representative Bomback as they go forward, as the city goes forward with its charter changes. And I hope everyone will understand the need to vote for this tonight, because it really will solve some problems in terms of sewer service.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Just to tag on to that, we actually did have a meeting with residents in the community that would be served most by this. Mm-hmm. We met with the community, with the city of Newark, and with people from Newcastle County, Public right. Works. And if we didn't have the ability to go through the city of Newark and use the lines that they now use, because they send their sewer back out to us, we would have to run a brand new line through White Clay Creek State Park. And that's the thing that has been stopping us for all of these years, was the agreement that we have with Newark right now would have to be renegotiated, or we would have to go through the park. And the developments that are affected by this are at the Maryland line. They are mm-hmm. right at 273 in the Maryland line. So I feel that this is worth it was worth the discussion we had, and it's worth them us going forward saying yeah. to Newark, yes, we're fine with you asking for a charter change.
This just solves all kinds of problems.
It does,
for us.
Because so this yeah. was tried, what, 27 yeah. years ago for the same community. They all at that point It was expensive, but they had all just changed, most of them had changed their septic systems.
Yeah.
Now here we are 20, 25 years later, and their septic systems are beginning to fail yeah. again. So it's kind of now or never.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilman Cartier, then Councilman Carter.
So would it be true to say also that this kind of agreement will remove one of the rationales for annexation by the city?
Yeah, it will. They will no longer have to annex. You have to have a request to be annexed in order to get the sewer service at this point. And part of the issue has been that even though you were annexed and you got the city sewer service, you had to sign a waiver saying you would accept no other city services. So this really solves a lot of the issues for the residents who, it just simplifies the process for them. They can just sign up, they would just be able to sign up for the sewer and not have to worry about the annexation process.
And in Covered Bridge Farms, they were going to annex, like, the cul-de-sac to cul-de-sac. So knowing that the first one, first cul-de-sac had to annex for the people in the back that wanted it. So they were trying to work it out, like, how do we take adjoining properties till we get to the people in the back, because not everyone in the front was on board at the time that we had the discussion. So this then just kind of resolves all of those issues about taking a development and piecemealing lots as to who's in the city of Newark and who isn't.
Councilman Carter.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really good public policy to have interconnected redundancy in any sewer system. We have the pipe south of the canal, which was allowed with Middletown even without annexation, and for reasons that still bewilder me, we decided not to use that, I think, from a land use planning perspective. As we move forward with our southern plan, more cooperation could help us with some of the issues that we deal with down there as well. So I think it's great here. I think we need to improve our relationships in Wilmington. I think working with Middletown across the board, we need to interconnect these systems and have redundancy.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. Any public comment? Can I get a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So you're back here for community services at 3:00.